arranged marriages. I can't imagine the nightmare that that is. You know, your family better pick the right person for you.
Yeah, that's right, because it is up to your parents to pick somebody. And it's only, they don't just like pick a bunch of guys. They have a relationship with another family. And the understanding is, my son, who's 4, and your daughter, who's 3, one day when they're 19 and 20, they're going to get married. So that was decided long ago.
Yeah, and it's up to you to raise this child right and send him or her to the best colleges.
Right.
You know, they have to be on the same level educationally or whatever.
Of course.
So if you're going to hook them up, they better fit into this group. Right. So this couple was supposed to get married May 1st. Mm-hmm. So last Saturday. So the parents were telling each, I guess they didn't see each other yet, but the parents were kind of telling each other about them. And the girl said, well, I don't, after meeting this guy, I don't think he's that smart.
Oh, ooh, that's not good.
Yeah, I don't think he went to the college, because he went, yeah, I went to Yale or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very intelligent, you know, kind of like when you meet me. Very intelligent. I've read a ton of book.
Ton of book.
I'm very smart. You know, just to be near me, I ooze education when you meet me. So the lady said to the guy, she goes, okay, prove to me that you're smart.
This is at the wedding.
This is right before they get married. I'm going to give you a math test.
No, that's my worst nightmare.
That's your worst nightmare. That's my worst nightmare. So she gave him a question, and the question was, what's something plus something?
Okay.
So, you know, what's 12 plus 5 or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, and the answer is 15. He said 17. She said, wedding off.
Because 12 and 5 is 17.
Right.
And he, 15.
And he said 15, and they said, that's
it. He said 15, but the answer was 17. He got it wrong.
He got it wrong. So she said, we're not getting married.
And didn't she have him do the times tables? Didn't she also ask him to be like, what's 0 times something? What's 1 times something? Didn't she make him do the times tables?
Was there more than one question?
Yeah, I think I saw the story that like she had said to him, do your time tables of 2. 2 times 0, 2 times 1, go.
Oh, God, that's like, my nightmare. Because he's crazy scared to get married. And now he's got to think of, you know, questions.
Like on the wedding day, so do you think that maybe he knew the answer and he was just feeling like wedding jitters and it was pressure? Or do you think he's really a dummy?
No, I mean,
what was the conclusion?
If you ask me math questions, I'm not going to get it right off the top of my head.
Even when you're relaxed.
Yeah. I mean, try it. Try. Give me something easy.
Okay. Do your 10 times table. What's 10 times 2?
20.
What's 10 times 10?
See, that's easy. That's 1,000.
Oh, okay. No.
Sorry, that's 100.
That's 100.
See, the tens is easy.
Apparently not for you.
Okay.
What's 10 times 0?
0.
Good. Okay.
See?
What's 8 times 0?
0.
Oh, good. Okay. So you know anything times 0 is 0.
It's 0. I know that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, fine.
Now can I hit it? You got more questions? Damn it. It's 3 times 5. 4. No, damn it.
You got to get a perfect SAT score on your wedding day.
Yeah, no. Don't.
But you know what? She's smart. Like, you know, we don't ask our men enough questions. Like, okay, maybe math is not the most important thing, but other things are. Like, the day you get married, you should ask questions like, when you take off your socks, where do they go? You know, like instead of doing all the premarital stuff, you should have somebody who's been married for 10, 20 years be the person that comes and asks the questions. You know what I mean? Like the kid is crying. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. Who goes and feeds the baby?
Her.
Go.
The one with boobs. I don't have boobs.
She pumped and she's tired.
No, can't pump. It's got to be from the tap.
There's milk in the refrigerator.
No, but I've been through this.
But this is the kind of stuff that should be decided ahead of time. Like, you know, who's going to do the laundry between the two of you? Like, who handles the responsibility? Who walks the dog at 3 a.m. when he has the poops?
The
like,
one who wanted the dog. I have answers to all this. Who walks the dog at 3 a.m.? The one who wanted the dog. Who right. feeds the baby? The one with the boobs. Yeah, I can't feed the baby. Don't wake me up. That's what I say.
Yeah, Rob is asking, like, do you wear a bra? Do you like being choked? Very important questions that you need to know before you get married.
See, that's why you have to move in with them for a while before you get married. That's why arranged marriages can't work.
Right, because how often do you like to have sex? You know, like, let's answer at the same time. And if one person says every night, the other person goes twice a year, mm-hmm. no, that's not going to work. You cannot, there's no middle ground there.
You should
the same
have
libido.
One person go into one room with questions and then leave and go into the other person's room and then do an average and see if they have the same answers.
Like a quiz show.
Right.
Oh, my God. That's
it's like
that's
Newlywed a brilliant, game.
That's a brilliant idea for a quiz show.
Yeah. I mean, what do you want to eat tonight? Would you rather have Mexican or Italian?
And if the answer is, I don't know, you decide. Wrong.
Yeah, you can't.
That's not the answer.
Whatever you like. Oh, God. No.